Hi, welcome to the Mix Talk. Carried by Misha. This is Misha. Hope everybody had 2 weeks. We were not here live last week. The Mix Talk was on a well-deserved vacation. Hope you enjoyed yourself. Welcome back, everybody. If you are joining us for the first time, welcome. I am Misha. I'm a certified tarot instructor with the Tarot Certification Board of America, as well as their executive director. I can be contacted if you have questions about the certification process. You can go to their website, which is www.tarotcertification.org. The 7 levels is listed there. Any questions, the contact email information is there, and the phone number. I can be reached for readings. I'm so excited too. That's right, it went up last week while we were away. My official website has been put up. I am running a special till June 15th. www.tarotbymisha.com. I am running a special, so email me, let me know that you heard about it on the Mix Talk. Anybody that books two 1-hour readings with me will get the third 1-hour reading for free, and it's done over the phone as long as you are in the continental U.S. I can't do international. And they have to be used by the same person. And the 2 paid readings have to be paid for, if not used by the 15th of June. So I'm running that special. And you can email me at tarotbymisha@aol.com. And let me know that you heard about the special on the Mix Talk. The PayPal buttons are on the reading page of the site. We will be taking your calls tonight at the Mix Talk. If you have any questions or would like a quick, short reading by myself and my guest, and the number is 888-345-3025. Outside the U.S. and Canada, the phone number is 740-994-0101. I have Shelley. Some of you probably know her as the High Priestess. Shelley, hello.
Hi, Misha. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good. Thank you.
Good. Thanks for joining me tonight.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're fabulous with what you do.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
For those that are not familiar at all with you, you do go by the name the High Priestess.
Yes.
And we want to clarify for any confusion that may go on, it's referring to the High Priestess Major Arcana Tarot card.
Right. I'm not a High Priestess. I represent myself because I identify with the High Priestess in the tarot deck.
Right.
I identify with her, you know, very much because the High Priestess brings to light anything that's hidden. So I identify with that.
she's what I tell a lot of clients in this case. It's your intuitive side. When that card comes up, it's telling you, listen to that inner voice, that gut feeling, that women's intuition, whatever title name you want to call it, that's her.
Exactly. Yep, that's it. And most likely, if it comes up in a future position, something's going to come to light soon, so.
Right.
Something
yeah.
that's hidden.
Especially if
well, you know that.
And
I don't have to tell you that.
Especially if you get the moon card along with her.
Yes.
So, let's start by some background on you. Let everybody know about you. How'd you get started?
Well, I grew up in a family that was very, very psychic, intuitive. My father, especially, you know, more on my father's side. I just got lucky, you know. I mean, when I was younger and I had all these things going on, you know, he would explain them to me, and you know, if I saw things or, I just got lucky because he understood that, you know, so he kind of helped me to keep that and to train that. And my first vision came at the age of 6. I saw Indians dancing around my backyard. I know that sounds crazy, but no, I did. And we found out 6 years later that my house was built on an Indian burial ground. So,
oh, yeah, wow. My first vision. Were they in like the head, the feathers and all too, or?
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't. You cut out for a second.
Were they dressed in their head feathers and?
Oh yeah. Oh, their headgear. Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah. It was definitely ceremonial. I saw. You know, I woke up in the middle of the night, and you know, anybody that starts having visions usually will get them when they're like half asleep or you know, it's still to be things like that because that's when they're more open to it. I woke up in the middle of the night and something led me to my back window, and it was almost like I was actually seeing them, but, you know, everything was hazy, but, yeah, they were in headgear dancing, and I heard the chanting.
So they were in some kind of a ceremony.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It was definitely some type of ceremony. I didn't really get too much into, you know, figuring out what they were doing or what it was, but we did find out that my house was built on an Indian burial ground from way back in the day. This was in Massachusetts, too. So,
oh, wow.
You know, I mean, oh, yeah, one of the original 13 colonies, so,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So neat. And it's strange, it comes from your father's side. Normally, it's the mother's side.
Yeah.
The mother and the mother's side, grandmothers, aunts, it's usually the female.
Right. Well, it does come from my mother's side, too, but my father is the one that actually trained me. I didn't actually grow up with my mother, so I grew up with my dad. He raised us. Yeah, so, but it does run in my mother's side, too, from what I've understood later on and talking to my grandmother and everything.
So how did with the natural abilities coming at you so prominent, obvious, and young, how did you get started using the tarot?
I started when I was 12, and which was years ago. I don't want to give my age. A lady never tells her age.
Exactly.
It was a long time ago, trust me. When I was 12, I got interested in tarot. I got interested in astrology. I just started picking up, you know, anything that I could. Some things weren't making sense to me, you know, because different cards would jump out at me, and it would mean something different than, you know, what the books would say or whatever. So I actually started taking the main meanings and then putting my own meanings to them, you know, based on my own experiences, too, you know, over
which
the years.
Is what happens.
Yeah.
Unless
exactly.
Somebody doesn't know, has an interest, and just thinks, oh, my God, I got to sit here and memorize the little white book.
Yeah, exactly.
And it turns a lot of people away from even bothering because they figure 78 cards. Forget it.
Yeah, exactly. That's a lot to memorize. But, a lot of my clients nowadays, though, I don't really get a lot of requests for the tarot right now, but I do still do them. Yeah, I really enjoy working with the tarot. I have the dragon tarot.
We want to let people know where they can find you at.
I'm the High Priestess on LivePerson.com. So if someone were to look up the High Priestess, I would pop up, or, you know, if they wanted a private reading other than that, you know, they could contact me through my email address, which is AOL.com, I'm sorry, wiccanslair@AOL.com.
Okay. When you are doing the psychic part without the cards, because you don't use them often anyway, unless, you know, somebody's asking specifically for it. How do you get your information? It's different for everybody. How does your information come through?
Well, you know, that's one of the things that I always studied was that everything was energy.
Right.
My father taught me that. Everything is made up of energy. Even something that somebody makes, you know, a soda can has energy.
Right.
So what I do is I try to tap into that energy. And, you know that we can't read for every single person, you know.
No.
There's some instances where the energy level is just totally different. But, you know, 95% of the time I can tap into that energy and sort of, I see the energy. When I close my eyes, I can actually see that energy if I'm connected to somebody. And it can give so much information. I mean, sometimes words will pop up in my head. Sometimes I hear things, you know, I'll hear almost my higher self telling me what's going on with that person, or which,
right.
you know, some people would call that their guides.
Right.
Exactly. Or I'll actually see something. When somebody explains something to me, for some reason I can see it. You know,
okay.
I can see the event in my head. So it's almost like I'm there. When somebody's telling me a story, I can actually see everything going on. So most times, anyway. It doesn't work all the time. So like that. But yeah, when somebody comes to me for a reading, that's what I do. I tap into their energy and try to pull out the information that way.
Because
you're pretty
accurate, and it's like you're right there.
I think I'm pretty accurate. The only thing that, you know, most of us can be off on is timing, because
yes.
on that energy level or that esoteric level, there is no timing.
Right.
It doesn't exist. You know, we're the only
right.
ones that go by time. You know, it really doesn't exist. So, timing can go off a little bit, but usually it's pretty close. It's pretty close.
And when you do get timing, does it come to you in, like, if I get it, it's usually, for the most part, by season.
Exactly.
Rather than, like, a specific month.
Sometimes I'll get around the month, because if somebody asks me when something's going to happen, and I start seeing, like, you know, Halloween time or pumpkins and things like that, sometimes
right.
my higher self will give me that type and try to give me a timing that way. And so that's
right.
kind of what I look for is different symbols to what month it might be. You know,
right.
obviously if it's Halloween time, it'd be in October sometime around then.
Right.
Yeah, so I try to get time in that way. Or sometimes it just plainly comes to me, you know. I mean, it's really hard to pinpoint a specific day, but sometimes that happens too. Sometimes I'll just be like, you know, it'll just come to me. I'm not really sure. That's the intuitive part. Sometimes you really don't know where it's coming from. It just kind of pops up.
Yeah, right out of the blue, and it's like, huh, what?
exactly, yeah.
And sometimes
when
what
you're not...
pops up doesn't even, like, seem like it applies, and you're like, okay, this is going to be weird, but whatever.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and sometimes... go ahead, I'm sorry.
Those are the moments that usually amazes the people, where they say, how'd you know that? Where'd that come from?
Well, yeah, that's definitely, I think that's the intuitive side. Because, you know, you know this. I'm just explaining this, you know, for the people that might not
right.
know this. There's many different types of psychics. You know, the hottest to really go by is the intuitive side, I think, because the intuitive type is you don't know where it's coming from. It's just there, and you know, but you don't know how you know. You know, whereas if you're a visionary psychic, or, you know, you get visions or whatever, you see that. You know what I mean? You can see it. You can
right.
see the event. You can see the symbols. Or, you know, somebody who's very into the auditory aspect of it can hear things. And so, yeah, it depends on what you're using at the time, I think, because mine kind of comes in spurts to each different one, you know.
Right.
But, yeah, the
yeah.
intuitive one is the hardest to pin down when you... You know it's going to happen, and you know this, but you don't know where it's coming from.
You don't know where. Right. It's just
yeah.
all of it in you, in your, whether it's in your head or whatever. It's so hard to describe.
Exactly. And, you know, everybody's got that.
Everybody has
that part.
I was just going to say, it's no different than if somebody's deciding, okay, they got to run to the grocery store. And they normally
right.
go a certain way, but for whatever reason, something's telling them to turn off and
right.
go
it's
a bad
a bad
way.
Feeling, you know? Yeah, exactly. Or a really good feeling. I mean, it can come positive or negative, you know, sometimes you can just get a really bad feeling. You don't know why, you don't know where it's coming from, and then you're like, oh, I knew that was going to happen, you know? It's just everybody's got that intuitive side or that feeling side of it. It's the you know, the visionary that's really hard to develop, I think.
Yeah.
You know.
What was the hardest, since you had your father so involved with it, and you really didn't have anything that was, like, very hard for you to cope with, because your father knew, like, you know, the Indians or whatever you saw, you were really seeing, and it wasn't just made up imaginations and imaginary friends.
Exactly. Well, I kind of have a theory about imaginary friends anyway. I think that, you know, those are children that, especially children are psychic sponges. Every child is, you know, and I really believe that, you know, if a lot of children did have parents that understood it and didn't kind of write it off as, oh, that's an imaginary friend, I think a lot more people would develop it,
yeah.
You know, would keep mm-hmm. that instead of it lying dormant in them, you know. Like my own children, they both, my son and my daughter, they both have it. You know, different aspects of it, but they both have
mm-hmm.
it.
Now, do you get anything mediumship-wise? Do you ever get a passed over loved one come through, or just rarely, or?
You know, that part of it always, when I was younger, that part of it scared me. And I kind of, you know, I would go to a hospital and I would just see, you know, any place that had a lot of, you know, activity going on, I would see that, people that have passed and things like that, and it scared me. So I kind of learned to tune that part of it out. But sometimes they do come to me. I won't ask them to. So, you know, I usually don't offer mediumship readings, you know, to people that want to connect with you know, energy that's had an earth life. But if they do happen to come through while I'm reading, I will let them know, you know, this person's coming through and they have something obviously to tell you, and it's really important or they wouldn't be pushing through without me trying to contact them. So, yeah, I mean, it'll happen that way, but I don't really look for it. I don't really try to connect to.
When it does happen, do you see them, or do you just sense their presence and hear what they have to say? How does it come through for you when it does?
I see their energy. Yeah. Not, you know, obviously not looking directly at them. It's usually, you know, you get that thing out of the corner of your, it's called the peripheral vision. You get it out of the peripheral vision. That's where your vision really comes from anyway. You know, when you're getting a vision, if you're not seeing it with your natural eyes, you're seeing it above, you know, in your mind. So, it'll just sort of, I'll just see their energy and they'll give me some type of clue to who they are, you know, whether it's a mother of somebody or a father of somebody or somebody that just really, you know, was a loved one or whatever. They'll give me some type of clue. If they have a message to send to somebody, then they will try to push through, and they will tell you who they are. So
we are taking
it all depends.
We are taking phone calls tonight. If you would like a quick reading from the both of us, or if you have any questions yourself, the phone number is 888-345-3025. Outside the U.S. and Canada, the number is 740-994-0101. And for those just tuning in a little bit late, you're at the Mixed Talk. I'm Misha, and I have Shelley with me, who is known on Live Carson as the High Priestess. She can be found there. Or your contact info again is what?
My email address is wiccanslayer@aol.com.
Okay. So you can feel free and send her an email. You can get a hold of her on liveperson.com, whatever you want to do. My website is just up last week, my official one, which is www.tarotbymisha.com.
And let me know that you heard me on the mix talk, because from now until June 15th, I am running a special. You purchase 2 one-hour readings, you'll get the third one free. And it's a phone reading, and I call you. So there's no toll expense for the phone call, but you have to be in the U.S. I can't do international. And it has the readings have to be done and used by the same person. I'm running that through the 15th of June. With the tarot, we all have favorite decks.
Oh, the dragon.
The dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the dragon tarot. Yeah. I actually have a couple favorites, but the dragon's my favorite. The dragon is the one that I use. But you know me, Nisa. I like all that medieval and all that, you know, type things.
Yeah.
And dragons and fairies, and I love... You know, things like that, so...
I love fairies and unicorns. I've collected unicorns for years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I kind of have a theory about that, too, you know. People say that they don't, you know, obviously they don't exist, you know. But I believe that, you know, I think that if people do believe things so much that they can actually kind of create that, like a thought form energy... You know, I'm not, you know, talking about that in particular, you know, unicorns and fairies, but I'm talking about anything, you know, and that kind of goes along with those positive thinking and things like that. The more that you believe in something, the more that you put that out there. That has to do with energy, too. Yeah.
Right.
So, I'd like to think that there's dragons and fairies on some other different thing, but I'm not sure about that, but... That'd be kind of neat, wouldn't it?
It would be, and I'm sure there is somewhere.
There might be.
I've had quite a few people over the years tell me, do you think this is just, you know, things from somebody's wild imagination? It came from somewhere.
Yeah.
Every time I see a white horse, you can just picture, you know, the horn being there in the center.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I saw your new website, by the way. It looks really
nice.
Thank you. I checked it out. It looks really, really good.
I believe.
You did a good job.
Are you on it? Did I get you added on that yet?
I don't know. I checked it out right after you said that it was completed, so I don't know. But, yeah, it was nice.
Because I have others listed for anybody that would want, you know, mediumship reading.
Oh, okay.
I have Susan on there because she's a medium. I'm not.
Yeah.
You know,
excellent.
So that people have a variety of other types of reads that I would not do. No, I didn't get you on there.
Yeah. No, it looks really nice.
As soon as I learn how to use the site.
I hear you. Yeah, Susan's excellent. I can definitely see why you'd put her on there. She's a good person.
Yes, she is. She's
really
been
good
on several times.
And you're excellent, too. You're excellent at what you do, too. You know, if somebody... That's why I'm... You know, I don't usually use the tarot too often anymore.
Right.
For other people, for myself, I do.
Can you do it for yourself?
Yeah. I try to. I try. It doesn't mean it's going to work very well. I have to still rely more on my own higher self to tell me yes or no, because I can, you know, obviously read the main readings to them and try to put it to my situation, but yeah, it's harder to read for myself. It's so much harder. I have to go into, you know, not even using the tarot, I have to go into a really deep meditation to get anything for myself, so.
Right. I was going to say, even psychically, can you? Because most psychics I hear that they can't.
I can, but it's really, I really have to not be fully conscious. I should say, because, you know, you have your ego or, you know, your hopes or your fears, but it's a fear with it, you know.
Own. Right, uh-huh.
Right. Being too close to the forest to see the trees, pretty much. So, you know, it's really hard to read for yourself, but if I'm in a really deep meditation where I'm not completely conscious, then, or, you know, if I'm trying to go into some sort of meditation when I'm falling asleep or whatever, that's the time that I get my information for myself. But it doesn't happen all the time. You know, I try, but it doesn't happen all the time. So I kind of, you know, go along with it. And I just chalk it up to, I guess, we're here for helping, you know, other people rather than ourselves. So kind of being like the tool, you know.
Yeah, it stinks at times, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, sometimes I'm just like, well, how come I can, you know, see for other people, but, you know, this is going on for me, you know what I mean? But a lot of people will say that, you know, they'll say, you know, if you're psychic or, you know, whatever, how come you didn't see this coming? Well, you know, it's harder when it's yourself, you know, and yeah. We're no more immune to a bad day than a dentist is immune to a toothache, you know what I mean?
Right.
So,
right.
We don't see everything, so, yeah. But, you know, for the most part, if anything dangerous or whatever was to come up, I usually get that little thing in my head saying, no, don't go that way, or, you know.
Yeah, you had that recently.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, that was instant for me, too, when you got a hold of me about that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, there was an incident when I was 16. I remember being in my friend's car, and there was a truck in front of us that had a lot of logs on it. And, you know, we've seen that a million times on the highways, right? But for some reason, I got really nervous. I was like, you know, Dylan, you know, get me out of the lane. And he's like, why? You know, he's a teenager, too, so he's just like, whatever, you know, why? So I'm just like, you know, get me out of the lane because I just have a really bad feeling. Do not get that close to that truck. And right after I said that, he had gotten over, and right after he had gotten over, one of the logs came loose. It didn't fall off the truck and hit a car, but it did come loose to the point where it was dragging on the ground. So the guy ended up pulling over, but he was right behind him, so if he had been right behind him, who knows, you know, what would have happened. I don't know if he had heard it.
Right.
Yeah, but, I mean, things like that, you know, will pop up for me, but, you know, for the most part, I have to really be in a deep meditation or whatever to see anything for myself, for personal reasons, like money or love or whatever. But if it really needs to come through, my higher self or my guides will kind of smack me with it. You know, I
yeah,
call it,
they have a tendency of hitting you over the head, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
And did you ever notice you might have a run-in of, like, clients that the same message is there for all of them because it applies to yourself, too?
Yeah. You mean, like, when clients come in?
Yeah. You read them for them, and then you sit there and you think, yeah, I need to take that advice, too, and I understand how hard that is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, and, you know, that happens a lot, and I think that the reason why is because I think it's for the both of our benefits. There's been some readings where I felt like it was almost for my benefit because, you know, you'll get a client with such a similar situation, and I think that, one, they're drawn to you because, you know, you are going through a similar situation, so you can empathize with them.
Right.
And two, because I believe everything happens for a reason, you know.
It does.
And two, that, you know, not only to help them, but you can kind of, you get like a light bulb moment. You know what I mean? And it's so much easier to read for someone else when you're not in that situation. It is so much easier. Like, the best people I've ever read for are people that I've never met before. You know, just I could walk right into a place and just look at somebody and just know what's going on with them. You know?
Right.
But I know when you're closer to somebody, it's a little harder, though.
Yeah,
I think because you have that wishful thinking for them, too.
Right, right. And you already have in your head the way you want it to be.
Right.
Not yeah. want it to be. So, you know, I always find myself sitting there thinking, all right, if this was a stranger off the street, would I be reading it the same way?
Yeah. It happens a lot.
It does. And yeah. I think it's for exactly what you said. We need it because it applies to us.
Yeah. And when you're giving somebody else advice, like I said, you're not involved in it. So you're
right.
giving them the advice, and it's making sense to them, and then all of a sudden you're done with the call, and you're like, wait a minute, why couldn't I give myself that advice? Because that's exactly
right.
what's going on with me, too. Yeah, exactly. So I kind of think it's almost like you got a question
after
message on YouTube.
Because of that separation.
Yeah.
Of somebody else. And
yeah,
and
exactly.
Like, whoa.
Yeah,
we're
exactly.
taking your calls tonight. I'm going to give out the phone number. It is 888-345-3025. Outside the U.S. and Canada, the number 740-994-0101. Give us a call. what else did we want to talk about? There's so much. Did your favorite deck? The High Priestess is your favorite card, obviously. What card do you dread? If that's a, you know, there's always a card. Oh, God.
I think, you know, a lot of people would say the death card, but, you know, you're a tarot reader. You know
right.
death card's not, it's not like that.
No, it's trans.
I would say the devil. And it's only because usually that means that you're getting yourself in trouble.
Right.
I would say the devil. I think that, you know, when that card pops up, it's almost like you're your own worst enemy. You know what I mean? That type of thing. Yeah, I think that's a trouble card to me. I don't
right.
like seeing that one.
Yeah. We have a caller on the line. No, we don't. Not yet.
Okay.
Okay.
I was like, getting ready. Yeah, I think it would be the devil. What about you? What's the card that you...
It's funny because it seems to depend on situations, I guess.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, is this Sam?
Absolutely.
Hi, Sam. How are you? This is Misha, and I have Shelly with me.
Hi, Sam.
Hello. I hear you're going to read my cards.
Sure. What do you have a question?
I have any questions in the cards. You know, use a Celtic method. You know, find out who the present position is, you know, and all that stuff, you know, based on astrological principles.
No, Sam, do you have a specific question about something going on in your life? Number one, everybody reads differently.
Okay.
I don't use any set spreads. I don't use any set spreads. I personalize my spreads, number one. Number two, we're doing this, you know, on the air. They are short
mm-hmm.
readings, so
okay.
only a couple cards gets pulled.
All right, I'm a poker player, and I'll show you, and I'm keeping my cards close to me, right? I don't want to show you my cards, but I'll give you a question.
I'm not here to play games, Sam. Do you have a question for us or not? If you don't,
I do. That's
then we
I
need
say.
To move on.
I'm giving a sense of humor here. Okay, my card. Let me see. I want to know. All right. I'll take the female point of view. Tell me about relationships.
Female. Do you have a specific relationship that you're
inquiring
about?
Talk about the utopian ideal, you know, marriage partner, if that's ever coming to me.
So you don't use the cards. I got a soft on mine. So what are you getting?
Your ideal relationship?
this?
Well, I mean, actually, a life mate, marriage partner, you know, somebody you spend the rest of your life with.
Right, so you're wanting to know...
For me.
When they're coming in, or...
Is that coming?
Is there somebody that you are interested in now that you are, you know, wondering if they're that person?
No.
Okay. I don't know. Strangely, I'm not even getting anything. Are you shuffling the cards, Nisha?
I am. And I'm getting nothing around relationships either.
And I'm not picking up anything on relationships.
There's a bad echo going on here. Something's going on with your phone, Sam. So we can't. We got to drop you.
It's like I keep hearing the voice come back at me.
Yeah, so it was for me too. It's his phone. I don't know if he was on a cell phone or whatever.
I wasn't picking up on relationship, but I kept picking up on some type of change, financially, like to do with business.
Yeah, I was getting finance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which was strange because normally when somebody can ask a question, you know, I can pick up on that question, but mm-hmm. I wasn't getting anything for immediate anyway with relationships.
Right. Well, you know what, Shell, too, and I want to explain this to the listeners. If, you know, you can't, whether it's here on the air or getting a hold of us personally, we're not here for games, number one.
Right. I mean, well,
we're not around to be tested. I've been tested. I'm certified. I am now the tester. For those wanting to be tested for their own certification, those games are not played, number one. Number two, to even attempt it messes up all the energies to begin with because you're not being open. You're not, and I'm not saying, you know, if that's what Sam was doing or not. That's what I was picking up was going on.
Yeah, well, I wasn't picking up anything on relationship, but I did pick up on a change that's coming up with business, and it's going to raise finances. But I think that what that would mean to me, since I wasn't getting anything on relationships, but that finances were coming up, was that, to me, that would mean that he's going to be more focused on that coming up.
Right.
You know, and relationships might be pushed
aside. Actually, Shell, the card that came out was the Queen of Pentacles.
Right, exactly. So that's business. You know, somebody who's
Pentacles is
in a higher
money, finance, and career.
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't picking up on relationships at all, which means that, you know, I'm not saying he's going to put a relationship on a back burner or, you know, somebody didn't come along, but I think that he's going to be more preoccupied with business, you know, which can be good, too, you know. That could be a good thing because it felt like a positive thing to me. But, yeah, I don't really enjoy the testing either. I do, you know, I do require questions because if somebody has a question, I want to make sure that I get to the meat of the matter, you know. And also, you know, like I was explaining to you earlier, when somebody asks me something, I can see that. Somebody explains something to me, I can see that. So to me, I'm very visionary, you know, so I kind of need a question to go on. You know, when somebody says, just tell me about relationships, that kind of throws me off a little bit, and it's just like whatever comes to me ends up coming to me. So I picked up more on business than anything.
Yeah.
And like you said, King of Pentacles.
The queen. Mm-hmm. But that's still, you know, the queen and the king. They're
Oh, queen. Okay, I thought you said king. I'm sorry.
Queen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe his,
well, either way,
his queen will be found through whatever the changes in the career that's going to be positive.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And Pentacles, you know, being money. Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually a very positive card.
It is.
I'd like to see that card.
it was upright, too.
Well, that's good. Hopefully he heard that, you know, that part of it. I couldn't really understand because I kept hearing your voice coming back into the phone and my voice coming back into the phone. I couldn't really hear him.
And there was a squeak going on or something that I was picking up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was pretty bad. But hopefully he's listening and heard it. If he made a time.
Well, hopefully he heard that he's got a nice business change coming.
Yeah.
So,
you can bet you'll be able to download the show if you missed part of the beginning of what we were saying.
Yeah.
Go to the mistalk.com, go to the past shows, and by the weekend, it'll be available to download.
Yeah.
And he'll be able to
get it. Oh, cool. That's cool.
Yeah, especially with something like this. You know, for the most part, it doesn't matter to me, General. Lot of times, I start my readings out just in general because, especially when, you know, you're face-to-face with somebody. When people come to us, they're in crisis.
Yeah, if I'm face-to-face with somebody, I can do it like that. But it's just usually on the phone or on the computer. It's kind of like I need something to kind of get to the energy, you know what I mean?
Right, right. And doing this, you know, on short call-in, you got to get to the point. We're not here,
right.
You know, for the entire hour for one person's reading.
Yeah, doing a general can mean pretty much anything. So you'd really have to dig into every aspect of the person's life to kind of tell them what's going on with a general. And on the phone, that's kind of hard when you're
left
behind.
And to come on and start saying how somebody's going to read. Everybody has their own way of reading. Even if you did nothing but the tarot like me, you're not going to read them the same way I do.
Well, I usually send people over your way whenever they're looking for tarot because, you know, like I said, I do them, but I don't really prefer to anymore.
Right.
It's not that I've outgrown it. It's just I don't know. I just kind of, you know, I'll send them over your way. So I know because I know you're really, really good at what you do. I know you
are. Thank you. And you are so.
Thank you.
I had a couple a couple weeks ago. I sent over to you. I don't know if you were online or not. I know you aren't feeling good.
Oh, yeah, I had strep.
Yes.
Yuck. Finally just get over that. 2.5 weeks. That was pretty bad.
Strep lasts so long time, and it's a big recuperation time after, too.
Yeah. All I know, I'm still recuperating. I'm still drained of energy, you know, tired. And
it weighs you
a
out.
A lot.
And the antibiotics, too, weighs you out on top of.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Yeah.
When you do use the card,
I'll be at 100%, hopefully.
Do you use a set spread?
I actually do like the Celtic spread.
Do you? I've never been able to relate to that. From day one, I need my own thing that I do. I don't think it's set anything. It's
individual
for each person, what they want to know, what information's needed. It was always, I guess, felt confining to me.
Yeah. No, I totally understand. I do like the Celtic spread, but, you know, some people will do that differently, too, though.
Right.
You know, so that's another reason that it's kind of hard for somebody to say, you know, because some people will put, like, obviously, the first and the second cards will always go in the same position, but when it comes to that cross type around it, everybody, you know, will usually do that differently.
Right, yeah.
Some people will start it at the top and then go around, and some people will go top, bottom, left, right, and some people will do it opposite. So it all depends on the reader, I think.
It does.
Yeah. And that's actually working with energy, too. That's, you know, divination, putting your energy into that.
Yes, it is. It's the energies combined that, you know, even is what gets the cards that come out to come out.
Right.
I always, you know, when people, especially face-to-face, you know, they have so much going on, I don't know what situation to ask about, and I just say, okay, you know, I have them pull a few cards and see what comes out with them, because more than likely it's the gist of everything going on, and it's the most important thing that needs the immediate attention to be addressed, and it always is. Anisha.
Now, how do you find that happening? Because sometimes people will come and ask about, it's the same thing of what just happened when the caller called in. Somebody may come to you about one specific thing, but you have either your guides or the cards are screaming at you saying, no, this is what needs to be addressed right now. So how do you handle that when that happens? If somebody were to come to you and say, I want to know about my relationship, but yet, a job situation or money or whatever is popping out at you really strong, and obviously the cards or in my case, my higher self and my guides are trying to say, hey, this needs to be addressed.
This needs to be addressed, right. Well, if they're coming with a specific question for the topic, like relationship, what's going on, what I do when I say I personalize, I have them pull each card for a specific point, for specific information. So, for instance, they want to know what's about the relationship. Okay, there's a problem. I'll start out general in that area. I'll have them pull a card for themselves.
Okay.
Pull a card for the partner. And I'll have them pull a third card for the relationship overall. Have a look at those three. That way it's for specific information pertaining to what they want to ask about. Then when I get more involved and detailed, that's the base, then the other stuff comes out. And I have them pull cards, let's see what's going on here. And get underneath the Band-Aid. And then that's when the other stuff comes out.
Yeah, that kind of happens. That's the way it is with me, too. It's kind of like a hold that thought moment, and, you try to focus on, it's like you want to hold on to what the information's coming through, obviously.
Right.
But, you want to address their questions first, and then if they have time, you kind of try to throw that in. Oh, by the way, this is popping up,
Right.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
And that's why I never relate it to the Celtic Cross or any other set spread, because this way, each card's pulled for specific things.
Exactly.
To get
I think
the
that's even
picture.
Better.
Yeah,
I think that's even better the way that you would
deeper,
do it.
It gets a deeper, deeper insight on what's going on, because then I get, like you said, the inkling of job in the middle of here. Okay. What does the money and job and finances have to do with this? Pull a card.
Right, exactly.
And it might come up just, a change is going on, a debate, maybe one of the changes is they got to relocate.
Right.
And it's heavier on one of the partners than the other, and they're they have a bigger worry over it than the other partner does, and they're not aware of it. So this shows them, they're really worried about this up moving everything and relocating.
Right.
And this is what needs to be worked on. This is what's underneath that Band-Aid. All those other minor issues and the feuding, this is what's underneath.
Yeah, and sometimes, a different area can actually influence other areas, too.
Exactly.
I mean, obviously, if somebody's asking about a new love coming into their life and something to do with job pops up, it could possibly be that they're going to meet somebody at that new job.
Right.
So, yeah, you got to kind of, I see what you're saying, yeah.
So, I always felt restricted and confined with...
Yeah, the Celtic Cross is pretty basic.
Yeah.
And another reason is a lot of people will use different positions for meaning, like I was saying earlier with that cross type, the middle cards,
Right.
But sometimes people use different you know, situations to each position, too.
Right.
So
right.
It all depends. It all depends. The Celtic cross is so widely used that everybody has always tried to make it their own. And so when somebody says use the Celtic cross, it may not be the same way that they would, you know, look at it. So.
Right, right. Well, we've got about 5 minutes or so left. Wanted to let everybody know how they can get a hold of you again.
I was just going to say
they can find you on liveperson.com.
Yeah, they can find me on liveperson.com. And in the expert search, all they have to do is look up The High Priestess, and I'll pop up. And or they can contact me for a private reading outside of Live Person at wiccanflare@aol.com. I'm also on Facebook and MySpace, too, so.
But not as The High Priestess on Facebook, right?
Actually, on Facebook, it would be Shelley Lee. And it's the same with MySpace.
Oh, but they can search you through the email. Is it set up with that email?
The email is wiccanflare@aol.com.
Right. And that's the email that you use through Facebook?
Yes. So, yeah, they could look me up that way, too.
They can look you up that way as well. Right.
Yeah, and on MySpace, my email.
You are also, if they missed any of that and want to find either of us, I'm also on Facebook, and you're one of my friends. The friends list, I believe, for somebody that, you know, is just paging through whatever is available.
Yes.
You know, that to outsiders to see. So they'll be able to find you that way as well.
Yeah, exactly.
We're on each other's Facebook.
Yes.
I'm on Live Person as well, too, but... Well...
On all those MySpaces and Facebookers.
And Twitter. You on Twitter?
Yes, I'm on Twitter, too. Yeah, I really don't go on the Twitter that much, though.
No, I started going on it... trying to keep up with a card of the day for everybody.
Yeah.
And it's
just got, with everything
going on, it's just got, you know, I think, oh, I got to do this? It would just slip my mind. It just got too tedious to commit to doing that every single day.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of work trying to keep up with everything.
Yeah,
I'm really busy keeping the website...
And, you know, having a little bit of it set up like a blog, so when I get a new deck and stuff like that, the spring season's coming out for the releases, my reviews will be able to be found on it. We're out of time, Shelley.
Oh.
We got to call it a night. Want to thank our listeners for
tuning in. Thank you so much. Yes,
wanna thank you, Shelley, for coming on.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
We will see you back next week here at the Mix Talk. Good night.